This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatajanand and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on the 14th of July, that is Tuesday. Well, profit booking hit D Street a day after Nifty 50 retested its crucial resistance level placed at 200 days moving average around about 10,881. Now, the index plunged by nearly 200 points while the BSE Sensex saw a downtick of more than 600 points, dragged down by losses in financials. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex plunged 660 points to close at 36,033, while the Nifty 50 was down by 195 points to close at 10,607 to hit a two-week low. Now, weak global cues, rise in state-level lockdowns, rising COVID-19 infection across the globe, and muted June quarter results are some of the factors that weighed on the sentiment. That's what most experts suggest at this point in time. Now, on the macro front, inflation data which came out earlier today highlighted as a severe demand crunch. Indian wholesale price fell by minus 1.8% on a year-on-year basis, which is higher than expectations for the month of June. Now, sectorally, the selling pressure was visible in banks, metals, power, finance and auto space, while some buying was seen in telecom and healthcare stocks. Now, the Nifty Bank closed 3.1% lower at 21,392, weighed down by losses in RBL Bank, IndusInd Bank, Axis Bank, SBI, ICICI Bank, as well as HDFC Bank. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index fell 0.95%, while the small-cap index was down by 0.93%, outperforming the benchmark indices. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Bharti Airtel, Titan Company, and Dr. Reddy's, while in terms of losers, Eicher Motors, Z Entertainment, Axis Bank, and IndusInd Bank were the top Nifty losers. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the BankEx fell 3.06%, followed by the Power Index. That was down by 2.7% and the Finance Index or the S&P BSE Finance Index plunged 2.5%. Now, mild buying was seen in sectors like telecom and healthcare. Volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like GMR Infra, SBI Life, Dr. Reddy's, Tata Chemicals and BHEL. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Biocon and Sun TV, while short buildup was seen in stocks like RBL Bank, Ramco Cement and Mindtree. Now, more than 100 stocks hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Dixon Technologies, L&T Infotech, Dr. Lal PathLabs, BASF India, and IOL Chemicals. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, Reliance Industries closed with a cut of over 1% ahead of the AGM that is on Wednesday. Eveready Industries closed at the upper circuit of 10% after Vermont's raised holding by 8.5% to 20%. Now, Mindtree slipped over 3% post the Q1 earnings, see a miss on revenues. Vodafone Idea fell 4% after TDSAT refused to stay on the TRAI order. Biocon stock jumped over 5% after the company said it will launch biological drug for the treatment of moderate to severe COVID-19 patients at a price tag of around about $8,000 per vial. BF Utilities share price jumped 10% after ace investor billionaire Radhakrishnan Damani acquired 1.3% equity stake. BHEL shared over 8% after research house Citi has downgraded the stock to sell. Mindtree share price shed 3% after the company declared its Q1 results. Yes Bank share price tumbled over 5% after the script tumbled over 22% in the last 3 days. Now let's also look at how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. In fact, it has broken its rising support trend line by connecting all the recent swing lows, which is a bearish sign. It has also given a consolidation breakdown by holding below its previous weekly support of 10,650. Mechanical indicators such as RSI has given a negative crossover and showing signs of profit booking on declines. Now, as long as Nifty holds below 10,700 zones, weakness could be seen towards 10,500 to 10,450 levels, while immediate hurdle or immediate resistance still exists at 10,750 and then towards 10,850 levels. That's what Chandan Taparia of Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited said. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.